see your face, it gives me such a warm embrace. Your touch is like my heart on fire. My passion is your desire. Daydreaming how our love will soar, just sweeter than the night before. This love is one to adore, and it keeps me coming back for more.
How sweet it is to be loved by you, each and every day. How sweet it is to be loved by you, each and every day. How sweet it is to be loved by you, each and every day. How sweet it is to be loved by you, each and every day.
I love you in the morning, I love you in the evening. No matter what time it is, it's gonna be special, babe. It's your night, but you're making it mine, boy. Woke up this morning with a smile, haven't felt this way in such a while.
How sweet it is to be loved by you, each and every day. How sweet it is to be loved by you,
each and every day.
How sweet it is to be loved by you,
loved
each and every day.
Oh.
How sweet it is to be loved by you,
loved by you,
each and every day.
New K92.7 playing the best R&B and throwbacks, Janae Renee. So I heard this song yesterday for the first time, and I loved it, loved it, loved it. It is called How Sweet It Is by Miss Melba Moore. And guess who's on the line with me this morning? I got Miss Moore. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Thank you for introducing me. My new music. Yes, I'm excited.
I know the new single, How Sweet It Is. I'm telling you, I heard it and I had to send it to my mother. And she was just like, you know, if the album is anything like this first single, it's going to be an incredible album.
Well, she's right.
That is amazing to hear. So you haven't dropped an album since 2009, right?
I'm not counting back. I'm just looking forward, but it's been a long time.
Okay. But we have a new one coming out, Forevermore, is dropping April 10th. Can you give us a little bit, or tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, well, How Sweet It is the first single, and it's written by a gentleman and his wife by the name of George Pettis and Angela Pettis. Okay. She writes the lyrics, and she wrote these especially for me.
All right.
She had her husband write this song for me. I don't know, they're just wonderful, wonderful musicians, so it just gives me a whole nice, fresh sound, and I'm just so excited. I wish I could write music, but since I don't, I just give credit to those who do very, very well. And he's written quite a few songs on the rest of the album. There's also a duet with myself and George. Now, you don't hear his voice on this, but he's an incredible singer, and he's threatening to be, tell your mom this, my new Freddie Jackson.
Oh, wow. Freddie Jackson is one of her favorites, too.
Yes. So that's what the rest of the album is going to be like. I think you get a good taste of that on this single. And also, what I love about what George did, he allowed me to use a voice not usually, it's just that it's been a growth pattern to get back up to the point of visibility that I've had in my music. And so I never get to use the sweet, high voice.
The new single is How Sweet It Is. It's going to be off your brand new album, Forevermore, which is dropping April 10th. So everyone, make sure you go out and get it. You've been in the business 40 years. How does that feel?
Well, I've survived and now I want to thrive.
I like that. Besides the album, what do you have coming up next? I know you do a lot of acting and things like that. What do you have coming up next?
Well, I'm remounting my one-woman play with music called Still Standing. It's an autobiographical play with music. And we're going to start that at Morehouse on March 22nd. Of course, I'm going to be lots of promotional work to promote and let everybody know that Forevermore is up. So my primary focus right now is the CD. It's been such a long time since I've had one. But lots of performances in the UK and in Europe and other areas. Lots of performances.
Forevermore will be released on April 10th. Make sure you pick up your copy and tell a friend to tell a friend. And how can they stay connected with you via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of that?
All of the above. And just go on the internet. You see me. I'm there. I'm everywhere. Melvermore.com is my personal website as well.
I see that you are heavily involved in it, which is a good thing. How do you like interacting with your fans on that personal tip like that? Like, you can actually reach them every day.
Well, I think it's an amazing breakthrough in terms of having direct contact with your audience, but you better be up on your toes and wide awake, because they can comment. You know, it's not just so like it was before in terms of, you know, a critic or some professional person who was a journalist who can express themselves, or perhaps the marketing person that you hired to say nice things about you. You have to be on your toes. You have to look great. You have to be articulate. I think you have to try to say and do things that are relevant to your listeners and your viewers, so that, you know, you really connect with them. So I think it's a good thing, but you got to be on your toes.
Talking to Melba Moore, she has a new single out, How Sweet It Is. I love it. You're going to love it. And her new album, Forevermore, is dropping on April 10th, so make sure you get it. And Miss Moore, I appreciate you checking in with me this morning.
Thank you so much. Bless you for bringing my music to the people.
Exactly. We love it.
Hey, great.
It's the all-new K92.7 playing the best R&B and throwbacks. The Midday Mix is on the way.